أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الذين يحبون أن تشيع الفاحشة في الذين آمنوا لهم عذاب أليم في الدنيا والآخرة والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how the munafiqun had received this news with their tongue and how they accepted it and how they began discussing it and spreading the rumor in and around Madinah al-Munawwara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed the community that you think of it as something trivial and you consider it and you take it lightly and you think it is just a small piece of information or a small bit of news that you are spreading about somebody else, but in the sight of Allah it is something very great. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us that how we should deal with such information, that when such news comes to us, then we should have good thoughts about the person who is being accused of something that has not been Islamically established, and we should consider it and treat it as no more than an accusation. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Indeed, those who love that obscenity, immorality, spread among those who have brought iman, and indeed for them is a painful torment in the dunya and akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us something and brings something to our attention, that those who like to spread this type of news and those who like to speak about obscenity, immorality, and who want to speak and pass on this type of information, in reality they would like to see obscenity and immorality. They are inclined towards immorality. They are inclined towards obscenity. They are inclined towards shamelessness. And that's why they like spreading this type of news. So any shameless, immoral, obscene bit of information catches their attention. And it's something they like to read. It's something they like to speak about. It's something they like to view. And it's something they like to pass on. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is the reality. They have a sickness and they have a malady within them. And what happens with this is the more people speak about things like this, and the more people hear about things like this, then the more normal it becomes. And the more desensitized people become toward the evil. And that's why we are not encouraged to speak of evil. We are not encouraged to talk about it. We are not encouraged to mention it. Why? Even though you may be speaking about it negatively, indirectly you are promoting it. People, the more they hear of it, the more they read about it, the seriousness of that crime, the seriousness of immorality and shamelessness and obscenity, it now leaves the lives of the people. And today we find it all over obscenity, immorality is found everywhere. Everywhere, in every direction, you find that the immorality and obscenity. Naturally, people become desensitized towards that crime and towards that sin, and eventually people want to now start getting involved in it. Why? Because it has become like a norm. Everyone is engaged in it. Everyone is doing it. Everyone is viewing it. Everyone is speaking about it. So immorality then spreads within the community. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Those who like this, those who love and who like to see obscenity spreading within the community of those who have brought iman, لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Allah says for them is a painful torment. For them is a painful punishment in dunya and akhirah to want to see this and to want to promote it within the Muslim community. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it is indeed a grave deed and a serious act in the sight of Allah. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah knows and you do not know. Allah knows what the consequence of that act will be. Allah knows that by you speaking about it, even though you are speaking about it in a negative way, or you think you might be speaking about it in a negative way, the listener might have a different idea. The one reading it, it might create within him a desire to do what so and so did. Oh, that person did it, so why can't I do it? That person tried it out, why can't I try it out? And these type of things now start playing on the individual's mind, and eventually the person will be inclined towards committing that evil and that sin. Walawla fadlullah alaykum. For a second time, Allah reminds the community, Allah says, had it not been for Allah's grace upon you, this was such a despicable act in the sight of Allah. It was such a serious deed in the sight of Allah. When the chastity of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was accused, and when her innocence was violated, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that was enough to destroy them. That was enough to have the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come down upon them. But Allah says it was the grace of Allah. Walawla fadlullah. Had it not been for Allah's grace upon you, had it not been for Allah's rahmah and mercy upon you, Allah would have certainly destroyed you. Wa anna Allaha ra'uf. Allah is very kind. Rahimun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely merciful. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. General advice. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us, that ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O you who have brought iman, la tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan, do not follow the footsteps of the devil. Do not walk in the devil's footsteps. This is how the devil wants you to behave. And this is exactly what the devil wants you to do, to speak bad about other believers, to promote evil, to promote shamelessness, to promote obscenity, so that everyone else is inclined towards committing that evil sin and that vice. وَمَنْ يَتَّبِعْ خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Allah says, the one who will follow in the footsteps of the devil, فَإِنَّهُ يَأْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Allah says, number one, the devil, the first thing he does, and the first thing he invites you towards, is al-fahsha, obscenity, immorality, shamelessness. This is the first thing shaitan wants to see. And this is what he will instruct you to do. So if you are going to be inclined towards those ways, eventually the devil will get hold of you, and he will now command you and encourage you and prompt you on to go ahead and commit the fahsha and commit the sin. And that is why sin should never become a normal within a community. The moment sin and the moment an evil become treated as something normal and something ordinary, then it is a great danger upon the iman of the believers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the devil, ya'muru bil fahsha, what does he do? He instructs and he commands people to carry out al-fahsha, shamelessness, obscenity, wal-munkar, and he commands people to do evil. Walawla fadlullah, had it not been for the grace of Allah upon you, had it not been for Allah's rahmah and his mercy upon you, ma zaka minkum min ahadin abada, he would have not purified a single one of you. Purity meaning the purity of the soul. Purity of the soul. Purity of the soul. Cleansing of the soul, and the progress that we make spiritually, this is a favor from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, had it not been for Allah's grace and rahmah upon you, he would have left you, and he would have allowed the devil to manipulate you and to influence you, so that he may stain your soul, and so that he may keep you in an impurity, in a state of impurity. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is Allah's grace, Allah's rahmah upon you, that Allah has purified you and has cleansed you. Had it not been for his grace and mercy, Allah would have not purified a single one of you ever. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purified whomsoever he wishes. وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-hearing and most knowledgeable. May Allah grant us the understanding.